We see that mostly good people suffer, and evil people keep enjoying benefits and recognition. How then can one believe in positive daily living?
In terms of Buddhist philosophy, that kind of observation is short-sighted. Also, this sort of conclusion might have been made in haste. If one makes a more detailed analysis, one will find that those troublemakers are definitely not happy. But then, each individual's future is ultimately his or her own responsibility. It is better to behave well. There may be some people whose way of life is very negative, but this is not something that should be followed. For example, it is not right to say that I will kill my parents because someone else has killed his parents. One should take responsibility for one's own life and lead it positively. This has an explanation from the Buddhist point of view. You might see some people who are misbehaving and doing all kinds of negative things. They seem to be enjoying themselves more than the good people. The reason for this is that these people have accumulated a few positive deeds, but the amount of their positive deeds is not enough to project them onto a higher, happier existence. They are enjoying their fruit with the few positive deeds they have done, and they are going to quickly run out of the results of their positive deeds.